And if you want to know, Gematria errors equals Boca. What's going on?
Okay, we won't talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. My ear. That's my doctor.
If you want to be so bored, you'll come back.
We're going to hear him from there anyways. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
Did you
tell
your house guys?
I rented it.
Okay.
Next time, I need to say. So first of all, I want to just say that it's a schuss to be able to share the Beit Torah here in the Agbashah home. I think that over the years of giving the shiur Shabbos morning, that I think Eitan asked the most questions after the shiur out of anybody over the years. Mamash is always expressing interest. And
is that annoying guy?
During the week, he sends questions, and he's always thinking about the Torahs and deeper in Yonim. So, to come and to share a little bit of Amkus Bisyat Hashpah in this home is a big schus, and should be zeichet that the home shall always be filled with sasan and oyer v'sechav etzahal. It's a gevaldik medrash pliya. Medrash pliya is an unbelievable thing. It says, "El mali shama Haman la'atzas zeresh ishtay." If only had Haman listened to the advice of Zeresh, lo nishtayar sarid upalit esaynein shal Yisrael, there would be nothing left of Klai Yisrael at all. That's the medrash. If only had Haman listened to what Zeresh had said, there would be not a remnant left of Bnei Yisrael. What's the problem with this medrash? He listened to everything she said. Where did he go wrong? Where did he go wrong? So the after Rav asked that question. And he has a mahalich al pi shtekel kabbalah deep chassidus to explain what the inyan is. But between the lines, he says the following thing. It's gevaldik vart. He says that when Zeresh told Haman to make the eitz, she says, Ya'asu eitz, gavoyach Hashem Amah. Ya'asu eitz. What does Ya'asu sound like?
It should make.
It's Esav. It's maybe tiny. But Ya'asu eitz sounds like you don't do it. Let somebody else do it. You don't do it with your own hands. But what does it actually say? Vaya'asu eitz. That Haman himself made the eitz. So this is what he says is the nafka mina, where he went wrong. He didn't listen to everything which she said. And he, again, he explains al pi kabbalah what that means. But lefi darkeinu, on our level, let's try to understand that. A malik is very tricky enemy of an eitz. Everything a malik tries to do is always behind the scenes. This goes back to the Nachash and the Gan Eden, where the Nachash wanted to be Machshel Adam HaRishon, but instead of taking Adam HaRishon on, he goes behind Chava and puts her up to it, as if to say, it wasn't me, it was the woman. That's what the Nachash does. Hands off, you can't hold me accountable because I didn't do anything. So he has a way of getting what he wants done, but there's no blood on his hands. We find the same thing in Mitzrayim. The Zohar says many times that Bilam and Amalek is the same inyan. And Bilam was the mastermind behind everything which took place in Mitzrayim. He was the advisor to the pirate. But instead of Bilam coming out and being the bad guy, he puts Paro up as the front, and Paro's making all the Xeris. So the Makos beat down on Paro, but Bilam is okay. He's got free, he's able to get away. My hands are clean. That's the way that Amalek works. They're always dressing up. They're always disguising themselves. Even in the battle, which the Torah explains later on, when Amalek challenges Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, it says, Vayetze Arad, Melech Kenan. The king called Arad went to fight against Bnei Yisrael, but he calls him the Melech Kenan. Baruch Hazal say, he wasn't the king of Canaan, he was Amalekim. But he was dressed up as Canaan. Bnei Yisrael said, hey, wait a second, they're talking like Amalekim, but they're dressing up as Canaan. So that's another way of Amalek saying it wasn't us. It was the Canaanim always finding ways to be behind the scenes, which is why we dress up on Purim, because that's their game. And Haman does the same exact thing. Haman, He's, of course, the mastermind behind this whole plot against Bnei Yisrael. But instead of coming out and saying, it's me, he takes Achashverosh behind closed doors and he says, listen, between you and I, what's 10,000 shekel? You be the face and I'll be behind the scenes. I'll take care of everything. Nobody really knows that Haman is the guy. The only reason why Mordechai knows is because Chazal say, Mordechai yadis kol hashanah. How did Mordechai know? There was only two people in the room. So there's different versions in Chazal. Some say that it was Baruch HaKodesh. Some say it was with Achalayim. Whatever it is, Mordechai knew in a way that he wasn't supposed to know. Who was supposed to know that Haman was a bad guy? He was like every other politician walking down the streets, you know, bowing to everybody and saying shalom and posing for pictures. And he's the nice guy. Haman is second in command. He made a beautiful gzeira that everybody should be equal, equality, democracy. It was only because Mordechai had the inside scoop that he knew that Haman was the guy. But even Esther wasn't sure, because when Esther comes and Achashverosh says, who's the guy? Who does she point to? She points to Achashverosh. But the Malach comes and says, no, pushes the hand to Haman. But what's Chazal trying to point out here? Because on the surface, it looked like Achashverosh. And even Esther, when she was looking at what was going on, says, you're the king. You're the Nechta V'Nechtam. It's your ring. You're the one behind everything. No. It's really Haman. But because Achashverosh was the front, and Haman was behind the scenes, it wasn't so easy to be able to see that it was really Haman, it wasn't Achashverosh. So what happens here? Haman was told by Zeresh, follow the plan. Right? We had a plan this far. You don't do anything. You always have somebody else do it. Yasu eitz. Somebody's got to do it for you. But what happened was that Haman himself went, and vayasu eitz. And he made the eitz himself. When Eibishter saw, Haman made the eitz, zaha. Got you. Now I got you. Because you're the one who's behind everything. But until he was actually making the eitz himself, he was able to put up his hands and say, I'm free, I'm innocent. But what happened? This is the shaila. Shaila is, once we understand this word, why and how did Haman, at the very end, veer from the plan? To which Chazal say, had he only made it just a little bit further, le'nishar's sorry to pal to the chol b'nei Yisrael, we would have been completely exterminated. This was the mess up. So what happened? What happened? So Chazal say that when Esther went in to Achashverosh, this time, kasher avadati, she was going to go Baratzan and become Aser to Mordechai forever. She was going in Baratzan. Vayhiba Yoim Hashlishi. And Chazal say this Yoim Hashlishi, which the Megillah wants us to know about, goes back to the Yom Hashlishi by the Akedah. Vayhiba Yoim Hashlishi, by Avram Avinu, he went to the Akedah. So the schus of Esther awakens the schus of Akedah Yitzchak. What's one of the very big yisoides of Akedah Yitzchak? So the Medrash tells us, and Rashi quotes it, Vayashkim Avram Abayker, Vayachavosh Eschah Moirei. Avram wake up in the morning, and he saddled his own donkey. What does Rashi say there? Why is Avram saddling his own donkey? He's walking with two narim. Shmuel, Eliezer, and Yitzchak is there. Why is Avram doing this? What does Rashi say? Huh? He does talk about Jesus. What? No, I didn't hear it. Eretz, what did he say?
He said, I'm going to
Boca. Avam Mikalkel is a Sashura. Avam Mikalkel is a Sashura.
Yeah, hi, Merrick.
Avam Mikalkel is a Sashura means that when a person is so excited about something and he can't contain himself, he doesn't always follow the protocol. That's what Avam Mikalkel is a Sashura means. And Chazal say we find the same thing by Bilam, but in the inverse. That when he was ready to go curse Bnei Yisrael and wipe them off the face of the earth. So it says same thing. Vayakam Bilam Abayker, Vayachavash Es HaSoinai. He saddles his own donkey. Hasina Mekalkela Es HaSashur. So let's take a look at everything which is going on here. Haman has a sinna for Bnei Yisrael his whole life. Not just his whole life, for generations. This is an ancestral lineage. This is the Mesoira from all the Amalekim going back to Amalek. Right? Whatever you do, our Mesoira is, you have to wipe up Bnei Yisrael. So here he has it. He's done everything this far, sticking to the plan. It's the last moment. Vayetzi Haman bayamahu samech v'toiv lev. The Torah uses expressions of simcha toiv lev on Haman. He's at the finish line. What happens? He's so excited. Hasina mekalkelas ha'shura. He veers off and he's out. That's what happens. Hasina mekalkelas ha'shura. Just like there's a musa called Ahava Mikalkelas Ashura, there's a musa called Sina Mikalkelas Ashura. And it's an amazing thing because there's a very big difference between the two things. Because the Avos HaKadoshim are called Yesharim. Chazal say, the Avos HaKadoshim, and the one who calls him that is Bilam. Tamas Nafshi Mois Yisharim. That's what he says. He's the one who veers off. He's the Mekalkel Hashira, and he's the one who calls the Avos the Yisharim. He calls them Yisharim. But what's the difference between Avraham's Ava Mekalkel Hashira and Bilam's Sin Mekalkel Hashira? The difference is this. If you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a Yashar your whole life, and then sometimes you do things which are Mekalkel Hashira, so Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at that and he says, an Ava like this, I'll kop shayim chas Ava. I love this Ava. This Ava is so dear to me. It doesn't exactly fit the script, but because it comes from a place of love, Hashem says, this is the most precious to me. This is the most precious. Diluga yalei ahava, Chazal say. V'diglo yalei ahava, Chazal dashin, v'diluga. Sometimes when you skip a word, but if you're doing it out of ahava, Hashem says, this is the most precious to me. So the Avos HaKadoshim, they're called Yisharim, and they have the right to be Mekalkel the Shura, because when a person is Mekalkel the Shura out of love for Hashem, that's part of the Shura. You have this license, this poetic license, to do things off the road if you're always following the Derech HaYashar. But if you're always in a room of Sinna, and everything you're doing is Kilkel here, Kilkel there, so then your Mahalach is Kilkel. The whole Shura is not a Shura. It looks like it's a Shura because you have a Mahalach, but if you to look at it from a Pnimius way, everything is broken, everything is twisted and turned, everything is upside down. That's in between Ahava and the Kilkel. And what's so interesting is that Yaakov Avinu, he is the third of the Avos. He's the Yashar Shavei Yisharim. He's the Isha Emes. When he goes in to accept the brachos, he's Mekalkelis Ashura. He's supposed to say Emes. He says, Anoichi Esa Becharecha. And in that, he gets the brachos. That's what gets the brachos. And there's a remnant to that here, because it says, Hakol Kol Yaakov Haidam Yidei Yisav. You know what Hakol Kol means? What does that sound like? Hakol Kol Yaakov. The Kilkel of Yaakov. That place of the Kilkel of Yaakov, that's where he gets the brachos. Where he's Mekalkelis Ashura. And he's might see a dover shekem ibiv, that's where he's zeichet to the brachas. That's the place he's zeichet to the brachas.
Huh?
Go ahead, it's for him.
Moshe
Pelesky has a question?
No, I was sleeping.
It's perm. We'll let it go. We'll let it go.
No, I couldn't have my...
No,
I was hanging on every word.
I'm sure. So, Vayisum Yerfidim. So, this is what the Aruch HaKadosh says. Vayisum Yerfidim. It already says, Vayisum Yerfidim, that they already came to Har Sinai. So, why did it say Vayisum Yerfidim? They already left Yerfidim, and they're already here in Har Sinai. So, says the Aruch HaKadosh, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu had such an excitement to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. Is this working? You know,
it's a
prop.
It's a prop.
It sounds like it's a
prop. Props.
So the Aruch HaKadosh says that Ahava Mekalkelis is Ashura. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so excited to give Bnei Yisrael the Torah that there was a Kilkelis Ashura by the giving of the Torah to show that Hashem had such an Ahava. And that's really the same thing here when it comes to Purim. There was a Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. Because there was a Gevandik Mekalkelis Ashura. Mordechai was labor on Karban Pesach, and Esther went in Shalok Hadas. They did so many things Shalok Fi Ashura. And perhaps with this we can explain what the Ari says, that they, we speak about this a lot, that the Eis Gavoya Chemishimamu was which letter? The Ois Kuf. That's what he calls it. He calls it the letter Kuf, and he leaves us wondering what it means, that Ois Kuf. But what's so interesting about the Ois Kuf from all the other letters? That it breaks the Shura. That with that leg, he calls it the Regel HaKuf. The Regel HaKuf doesn't stay in the line. It breaks the line. And in that place of breaking the line, that's where Haman is hung. Because at the end, mamash at the end, the sin of Mekalkelis is Ashura, that's where he was nitvas on. And Hashem says, I caught you, because you're Mekalkelis Ashura. So Bederech Remez, we could say like this, that one of the things that we do on Purim, which is a very big Mekalkelis Ashura, is at the end, that the Ari Azal says, that you're supposed to drink Ad Loyada until you say, Baruch Haman. That's what the Ari says. Drink so much Ad Loyada that you forget even what it means, Baruch Mordechai and Aruch Haman, that you actually say Baruch Haman. So how does that work? Because the pshat is like this. Because you're doing a lot of things kafi Yeshua. You're giving Mishloach Manos, Yishra'iyah, Matvanos, Avyonim, the Megillah. Everything is very straight. You see Baruch Mordechai, Aruch Haman, and you're so excited from the fact that Hashem loves you so much and that you love Hashem so much. And you see from the Megillah just how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael and how much he hates the Rishayim. And that's a very big simcha. And we go with that simcha the whole day. And then we drink and then we lose our minds. And we come to this place which is called Ahava Mekalkelis Ashura. And in that place of Ahava Mekalkelis Ashura, you extend the Kadosh Baruch Hu's love so far that you can even say Baruch Haman, because even the Kodesh Baruch, even the Hamans of the world are still included in Hashem's Ahava, because everybody still is a Vriya of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's nobody that really has a sinner to a point where he's mamish forgotten forever. So even the Hamans of the world are going to have a tikkun, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ahava is Mekalkeles Ashura. So when we reach that state of Purim called Ahava Mekalkeles Ashura, from which the Nes of Purim took place, that's the place that we want to get to, which we're striving for, which is in a place of Adli. We don't understand that yet. It's higher from the Das because it's a kilkul in the Shura. But that place of Baruch Haman is a place of Ahavah Mekalkeles Ashura, which was why Baruch Haman b'miluvay is gematria Ahavah Mekalkeles Ashura.
Of course it is. It always works out.